All right. Okay. Time to move on to Jocko Homomorphism doing Theorist's Dilemma.
Dodge assassination. Mob retaliation. Homeworld is too hostile. Make way for the exile. Climb aboard the starship. Hope I get a round trip. Hitching on a freighter. Piercy mounts me traitor. And I'm staying up all night. I got this passion in my brain. Just please let me explain. And I'm staying up all night. I got this passion in my brain. Just please let me explain.
Welcoming committee shows their gilded city. All expenses paid for. Research and my labor. Colleagues are enlightening. But the leash is tightening.
I think the 7-8 sounds good, the 7-8 time signature. And, also, I think the switches back and forth to 4-4 time work fine, too. Jocko references Oingo Boingo in the song bio, but I'm getting strong Dare to be Stupid vibes from this. You know, the whole Danny Elfman / Devo / Weird Al aesthetic is a fine enough direction, but it might suffer a bit when we have to rank it against more melodic lead vocal lines from the likes of Sarah Parsons and Stacking Theory and Sober and Cave Dwellers. The story reads well in the lyrics, but I'm going to suggest that it's difficult to follow unless you know the background and then read along with the song. But I don't think that's really a problem. Again, we're going to take it at kind of face value here. Music-wise, it hits a vibe and a groove in the verse and a similar vibe and groove during the chorus and doesn't really stray from that throughout the song. The gradual tempo change is very effective at slowly increasing the level of stress and anxiety, which is intentional, and I have mixed feelings about that. The tempo change was very effective at doing what it set out to do, but, you know, what if I don't appreciate what it set out to do? I'm going to have to balance the effectiveness of the composition against my own distaste for tension and stress. Like, I enjoy Brian Gray's songs, and when I listen to them, I'm not stressed out about an alien invasion. But when I listen to this Jocko song, which is also enjoyable, my shoulders start, moving upwards towards my ears.
Yeah. Maybe the gradual increase in tempo to add stress worked a little too well. I felt a little bit of that too. This is another song that features characters and events from a giant fantasy novel, which maybe isn't a great choice if you want to connect with your listener who probably hasn't read it, but it did lead to some kind of interesting lines. Like, one line that really stuck in my head was, "And I'm staying up all night. I've got a swelling, itching brain. Now, please let me explain." I just thought that sounded cool. Sometimes when I was writing my reviews, I thought, I've kind of got a swelling, itching brain right now. The music is pretty interesting. I think I may have caught a couple of key changes and some time signature changes. But somehow, even with all those change-ups, it still managed to sound repetitive somehow. You know, even with the tempo increasing and then the time signature changes and the key changes, it was a bit repetitive sounding, even with all of that stuff. The good news is it wasn't more than 5 minutes long. So, 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I could handle some increased tension for that amount of time. So that worked for me. But yeah, I like this song. But again, I also agree with you. It's not very strong melodically, and it's going to have difficulty competing with songs that were.
Yeah,
I found the story pretty hard to follow. Like, even the summary in the song bio, my eyes were glazing over a little bit. And I like science fiction. I don't know. I was just like reading this, like, Galactic Conquest. I don't know. Like, I couldn't really follow what was happening in this. I did enjoy listening to it. You know, like you said, I think it might have some trouble competing with some of the other ones that are, you know, kind of more melodically strong, or hookier, but overall, I liked listening to it. You know, it was one that was like, oh, this is a cool sounding one. And, I like kind of the odd things that they're doing. Can you explain the plot to me, though?
No, God.
Well, this is the one that's The Dispossessed, right? By Ursula Le Guin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get the impression that it's, and now this is not looking at the thing right now, but if I remember right, he or she is sort of exiled or has to escape the planet, probably Earth, and goes to another planet where he's kind of welcomed as somebody who can research things, and it helps them develop weapons. And he doesn't like that, so he kind of makes it free to everybody, all of his research, and then, you know, including their enemies. And then he gets in trouble for doing that and has to go back to Earth, where he hopes he gets welcomed again. That's probably wrong, or maybe so sketchy that it's missing out on some key points. But that's kind of what I got from reading and not what I get from the song, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you for the summary.
I think that's it. Again, I should read The Dispossessed. I love Ursula Le Guin. Left Hand of Darkness is a wonderful book, and she was always an incredible, you know, person in terms of both an author and also somebody in general to look up to. So